It is time now for Talking Books. We are joined in the studio by the one and only Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and the Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture Department for now. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the library's website. ChapelHillArts.org for more information on arts and culture. Of course, Festifall coming up in just a couple of days. Third round of that. Second, I guess, after the first rain out. But last week was amazing. This weekend should be great as well. Susan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. I'm upright.
Yes.
After you got to witness me almost wiping out in the parking lot.
I'm trying to do a traffic report, and here comes Susan walking up, like, tripping and almost falling while trying to answer the phone. Like, I can't do a traffic report under these conditions.
Yep. I, like, hit a divot, and, like, there was a nice construction person working out there, so he saw it, you saw it.
I saw it, everyone saw it.
And I was fumbling to get to my phone.
Now we're talking about it on the radio,
exactly. So. I was fumbling to get to my phone, and the phone call was my son.
Okay.
Who, when I left the house, I said what I always say on Wednesday mornings, because he's the last one out. I said, lights and locks. That's all you got to do is turn off the lights and lock the door.
Right.
And he called me and he said, I'm halfway to school and I might have done something wrong. And I'm like, was it the lights or the locks? I'm still not sure.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah.
I'm probably going to have to drive back to my house.
All right,
after
all right.
But yes, I am upright and.
This is good.
None the worse for the wear.
And about to take over a new job in less than a week? A week. November 1st,
yeah,
right?
Apparently next week is November 1st.
Yeah.
Yes.
Going to take over as Executive Director for Strategic Communications.
Yes.
Which is actually a shorter title than the one you currently
exactly.
have, which I like.
Working towards the...
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm super excited about this. It is a new job for the town. When the previous communications manager left, Rand Northam, who'd been with us a long time, Chris Blue, the town manager, decided to take that vacancy and think, what do we need here? Do we need the same thing? Do we need something different? Which is what he encourages all of us to do with vacancies. And they did some thinking and got some outside help to help think through that. And the result was this new position, which is bringing a little bit more strategy, a little bit more collaboration, a little bit more holistic thinking about the town's communications and marketing and engagement functions. And so when I am given the chance to build something new and rethink things and bring some strategy and build something new, I'm really happy and pretty good at it. So that's what's happening, kind of like what I was asked to do with the arts, build a great team, try some new things and bring some fresh thinking to it. That's what I get to do for this. And I'm really excited. There's a great foundation with the comms team that's in Town Hall. And then, of course, with communicators in other town departments. So bringing everybody together, not like a centralized comms department, but a more collaborative, cohesive approach to our communications.
So how is that going to reflect in like the way that the town communicates with people just in the community? What changes are we
Well, I think we got to get the team together and talk about that. I have some ideas I want to hear from others, but I think, you know, working towards speaking with kind of one voice throughout town departments, really having a sense of what we communicate, who's our audience, being building on the great work of the community connections folks with their language justice work, reaching out to folks that have not been communicated to before or engaged with before. There's a lot of that work going on. I think I see my job as kind of bringing it all together and again, adding some more strategic collaborative thinking to it.
Nice. Speaking with Susan Brown, we're talking books, and we'll get to books in a second, but talking about her new role, which starts in a week, which is incredibly fast. You've been a library director for 10 years in town,
yes.
But much longer than that prior to coming to town.
Well, I was a marketing director, of all things, when I left Lawrence, Kansas.
Okay.
That was my role there. So this was my first director gig, but I have done marketing and comms. I think it's because I am talkative and outgoing.
You are.
And I'm a pretty good writer. Throughout my career, I have been asked to do comms type functions, even though it was not formally part of my job.
Right. Are you going to feel like, how do you feel about leaving the library though?
Yeah. So it was, you know, when Chris Blue asked folks to internally to raise their hand for this job before he did an external search, he asked folks that are currently with the town to raise their hand. And like, I kind of like inched my hand up and then I was like, wait a minute, this would mean that I would leave the library and the arts team and do this new thing. But really the Library First is going to be left in excellent hands with Megan Rosen. Yep. She has been the Laverne to my Shirley, the Shirley to my Laverne. I think I'm Laverne, and she's Shirley.
She might be the Lenny to your Squiggy. You don't know.
She's definitely the Ethel to my Lucy. She keeps the ship running very well. So everybody's in really, really good hands. She's been at the library for a long time. She served as interim assistant director when the last director left. And then there's just a great team. Up and down the org, really, really great team, community focused, really good team spirit. So I feel like I am leaving them in a good place, and I'll still be connected at a high level for the next couple of months for things like, you know, working with the boards and the friends and things like that. But yeah, it's definitely a little bittersweet, but it's not like I'm like taking a job and moving to a different state.
You're still going to be close, right?
And then the arts team, I mean, talk about a small but mighty team. They are, I think, we have some new folks on board there. I think they are coming into the, you know, season of events and getting that under them. We still have, of course, Steve Wright, who's been with that team for a long time, and Megan will help lead them. So, yeah. I think I've done some good work with those teams, and I'm ready to go work with a new team.
Speaking with Susan Brown, talking about the new job, which starts in a week, but we're also talking books. So let's talk books. The new role is Executive Director of Strategic Communication. So we thought we'd use strategic communication as our prompt for book recommendations this week. I'm curious to see where you take this. I think I have a really good answer. But
okay, all right. So I immediately went to like popular books about communications.
Right.
And so I just wanted to mention two. The first one is Crucial Conversations, which is a classic book about having difficult conversations. And I think it's a really great book, whether it's in your personal life, in your professional life, in your relationships with your family and friends. It's a really, really great book. But the other one that I wanted to mention, which I really enjoyed, and it made me think of just before COVID, it was in the 2017-18 years, when there was so much political divisiveness coming with the election of Trump and all of those things. We did a little bit of work with a group called Better Angels. And they did some workshops. Basically, it was in the month of November, saying, we're all going home for the holidays. How do you have a civil conversation with your uncle who is on the other side of the political
This is a group that typically like brings like far left, far right
They're
people
bipartisan.
Together
exactly.
and just
exactly.
have them talk it out. Yeah.
And so a book that I read as a part of that work is called Talking Across the Divide, How to Communicate with People You Disagree With and Maybe Even Change the World. It's by a guy named Justin Lee. And it is in that same vein of, you're not looking to change anybody's politics per se, but you are looking to have civil conversations with folks who are different from you on a number of issues. Mm. Even within, you know, the far or the right side of the spectrum or the left, there's such difference there, even from your same camp. How do you have conversations with folks who are different from you? So that is my book recommendation for today.
I was going to go in that direction, like books about communication, and then I thought, no, Susan will make fun of me for being nerdy if I do that. I want to do a fictional book that's about communication. So I'm like, okay, what is a book that really focuses on people communicating with each other and like really focuses on like that act of communicating? And I thought, okay, like an epistolary novel where it's all about like people writing letters to each other. We've talked about The Color Purple recently, I think. So that was my first thought. But then I decided to dig a little bit deeper. Dear Mr. Henshaw by Beverly Cleary.
Oh, gosh.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the one that starts with the kid who gets the assignment to write a letter to an author that he likes and starts writing to this guy, Henshaw, and then it's just like a back and forth between the two of them for the entire novel.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not a huge fan of epistolary novels. My husband loves them, mm-hmm. but the one that I love, especially right now, at this time of year, it's Dracula.
That's right, that is. Yeah. Never think about that, but
From Beverly Cleary to Dracula in one narrative
again.
Turn.
And that is Talkin' Books. Again, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more on the library, ChapelHillArts.org for more on arts and culture. Go there for Festifall information. Festifall this Saturday from 1 to 6, downtown Chapel Hill at the 140 West Plaza. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.